who's here in the meeting, since this is our first meeting for the year 2012. I hope you enjoyed your holidays, spent quality time with your families and rested. You have energized your body. Today's meeting, we're having some few items. I think we'll quickly go through them, which is having the agenda for the portfolio committee's agenda. Before maybe I can go further, I would like to say thank you to the members that two DA members that we're working with, James Lorimer and Mark Diwenga, who've been redeployed to other committees, and I hope they've deployed two members. Also welcome two members from the DA, what is the name? My apologies.
Honorable
George.
John.
Okay. And also, we are mostly welcoming the committee, hoping that you'll work closely together and have some robust debate and constructive criticisms. As you know that we are from an official opposition party in this committee, you know a job is a job, but I think in this committee we don't discriminate in those further lines on party lines. We are all COCTA family. We work together, but working with our mandates from our parties, and also the main objective is that we want to better the lives of our people, all of us. Members, from this meeting, I've heard that we've received many apologies from our committee members, but I'm glad that I'm told we correct for the meeting. For now, we're a member of nine. We are five here. I think we correct. So, hoping that we've received our programs, all of us. It's a yearly program which emanated from our discussions from the strategic planning we had in our last meetings in November, late November, in Frenchwalk. I think we spent much time there and it was so informative, and we came up with this product of this program for the year. But as you know that on Parliament rules, we will submit a program quarterly, on quarterly basis, but knowing in mind that this committee has come up with a program for the year, which is time and again will amend if some other issues arises that we need to discuss. First item in the program is discussion and adoption of the committee program, And the committee program, today is the 7th of February. This next week, Tuesday, on the 14th, we'll be dealing with briefing by the Department of Cooperatives. I'm not going to go through all the program. I'll just highlight some few until this quarter. So I propose that every member must go and read the program. If we adopt it today, we'll adopt it with amendments. If members feel that there is something that we discussed in that strategic plan we didn't put in here, you are freely advised to speak with the secretary and you'll see where we can fit in that we've not put in this program. But we managed to capture everything that we discussed as a strategic plan. I think it's the true reflection of that one. But you are free to make some amendments that will come in if there's something that we didn't put in. On the 14th, we'll be also discussing a progress report on implementation of the local government turnaround strategy. You remember, at the strategic plan, we agreed that soon, first thing in the session, the program in this term, we will take all the issues that we were not satisfied when the department was doing a presentation before us. So we put them as priority for a discussion. That is next week's agenda. Are there any inputs, or we take them as is?
Thank you, Chairperson. And as you have welcomed us back, we welcome you back in the hot seat. Chairperson, I just want a clarity to be saying that what you were saying, in the light of adopting this program, we'll only do it on a quarterly basis. Meaning that the next quarter will be doing, because I don't understand. I was thinking that I understand that you may not want us to go through because it's going to be a little bit tedious or time taking. But what I was thinking that if it is a yearly plan, we have to adopt it as a holistic. We cannot adopt like BTPT or at the end of the day. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Honourable Morrissey. Stichalis is why he is saying the name. No, I was saying you will see it coming bit by bit. Today you are adopting the whole program.
Okay.
But according to Parliament rules, we are not going to work with this one. There is another one, small one, for this term that will come after adopting this. I'm just saying this. But time and again we'll be amending that. That small anyana quarterly one maybe will be adjusted and be amended a little bit.
Okay.
Members, is it fine for next week? Nothing that you can put in? For the 21st of February, it's briefing by the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on the impact of the State of the Nation address on our department issues. Remember, we'll be on Thursday, we'll be receiving the State of the Nation, so we'll call the department on the issues that will be reflected on set by the president, which will affect our department. How are they going to be their take after that?
Since now we are dealing with two departments, but there's one that's called the cause. This one, which was led by Africa, and then one was led by Professor. Why to get them both? Of course, now they say briefing, but the panel called about international affairs, not the panel of SONA. But it's not specific now whether we are going to deal with them both and this department, this is both DGs.
I think we didn't separate them here. We are going to, they are going to come in, both of them.
Okay.
We're supposed then to say a briefing by DECOC and traditional affairs.
Yeah.
But you are still not familiar using the separate names. You are using the same name. Honorable John, I don't know whether you understand. You are still saying Department of Cooperative and Government. Hence, they are now two. We are supposed to say DECOC and Traditional Affairs. Both of them, I think they will come before the committee. And on Wednesday, on that 22, that will be a budget speech from the Minister of Finance. Then 28 February, that will be, we saw to it that emanated from that strategic plan. Maybe before meeting the department, we said let's meet the National Treasurer and the Office of the Auditor General on budget processes so that they will take us through on cooperative and traditional affairs after the budget speech on how are we going to approach. Then after that, in the week of the 6th March, we'll call the two departments to come and brief us. Briefing by the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on budget vote 3, having been listening on the 28th to the Treasury and the Auditor General's office, so that we'll be able to approach them, having listened to them, and the department will come before us to listen to their budget vote. I hope we understand on that one. That's correct. It's okay, members?
Yes.
So on the week of 13 March, so we'll receive a briefing, which is a strategic plan. We'll start from 10 the whole day to 4. We'll remember, members, that it's a sitting day on that day, but we agree that the secretary will write a letter asking us from Sculptor.
Now I'm looking for Sculptor Simon.
Okay. We'll write a letter asking a permission to sit for the whole day, because on Parliament's program, it will be plenary, but it will be members' statement and legislation. We don't know which legislation, but if we think that there will be voting taking place, we'll make sure we book a venue next to the chamber. So we'll be having a permission to sit throughout the day. That is in order. We will be meeting South African, all the state entities that come before the committee, South African Local Government Association, Municipal Demarcation Board, Commission for the Promotion of Protection of Rights of Cultural, Religious and Linguistic Communities. She's laughing at me because I can't pronounce this one. National House of Traditional Leaders and South African Cities Network. All those will take them on the very same day. Is it in order? Then that will be end of the first quarter's program. Then we go for constituency on the 20th until come back on the 13th of April. From the 17th of April, there will be discussion. Remember, we mean that we'll go through all the program before adopting. It's fine the way I'm approaching the program.
Yeah.
Okay. Discussion and adoption of budget vote report. I remember we'll be receiving, we will, the program before we rise for constituency period will be finished receiving all the budget votes. And then we'll be adopting the report of the committee on what emanated from the budget votes in all the state entities. On this day, and also we are checking whether can we be doing an oversight visit. Wherever we are, I think the first thing, if we are on oversight visit, we'll adopt the report of the budget votes of all the state entities. From the week of the 24th of April, it will be briefing by the Department of Cooperative Governance on regulations for the appointment of municipal managers and other Section 56 managers. You remember when dealing with our legislation, Municipal Structure Act, we said there will be some regulations that we'll receive. So I think we'll call the department to brief us on those regulations. And also, we'll call the department to brief us on a legislation that will be on pipeline for this year, so that we'll know the deadlines and the legislation that are envisaged to bring before the committee. We can, is it clear? Nothing that you need to add on that one? So on the Tuesday, 1 May, it's a public holiday, it's a workers' day. So it means we won't be around here. But on the 8th of May, we'll be briefed by SALGA on challenges relating to the draft regulations on the conditions of service of senior management in local government. In other words, we'll be checking how is the implementation of the Municipal Structures Act on SALGA's side. Is it a clear, members?
Yes.
Okay. On the week of the 15th May, we'll be briefed by the FFC, Fiscal
Financial Commission.
No abbreviation, fiscal, financial,
financial
and fiscal committee. Fiscal
commission.
On its report on their local government hearings. So we'll be meeting with them. I think they'll brief us on their program. Yeah, remember, they will be through with AMA budget votes and approaching elapsing of financial year for local government. So they will be busy doing AMA hearings. So we'll hear a report from them, what emanated from their public local government hearings. On the week of the 22nd of May, we will check on a progress report by the Department of Cooperative Governance and Department of Public Works on payment of intergovernmental debt. You remember we are busy dealing with the departments that owe municipalities, and there's a task team that they've appointed to deal with that matter. So we need to know, they will be coming before the committee wanting to know with how far with those debts, taking from the last report of saying there was so much money that is owed to municipalities. From that time we met them moving to this date, how much have they paid to municipalities? And how much they've moved and what strategies they've put in place. Remember in our last meeting we recommended something that municipalities need assistance. So we'll want to hear. On the week of the 29th of May, okay?
I'm not sure if it's a misprint. We had indicated that we must also on that day consider the establishment of the Municipal Infrastructure Agency by the department.
Infrastructure agency. I think it's. I don't know whether it's a misprint. I don't have the old version. I think I'm the whip must whip sharing. Okay. Come up again. It's municipal infrastructure. Sharing, is that in order?
Yes.
Where is my old one? That has. My apologies, members. I left my old one. So there's infrastructure support agents. So remember, in our strategic plan, the department briefed us that there's this support structure agents that they what do we call in English? Established, yes. They've established. So we would need to know how far have they moved in assisting municipality in this infrastructure. Is it in order, members? On the week on the 29th of May, we'll receive a briefing from the National House of Traditional Leaders on challenges and successes experienced by the House and the establishment of provincial houses and working relations with the Department of Traditional Affairs. You remember, members, in our last briefing, we heard that there were few challenges within the Department of Traditional Affairs, and also there are some other provinces that haven't established traditional provincial houses. And also we know that we call the department and the House of Traditional Leaders before the committee, seeing we observe in one of our meetings that there is no good working relationship. So we call them and the minister intervened. So we want to know how far with their strengthening of their working relations, because the minister intervened by outlining their working relations, because they were power relations, not knowing who's accounting to who. So we want to know how far with that one and how are they working now. On the 5th of June, we'll be briefed on legislation. That will be confirmed if there is a legislation that will be before the committee. And on the 12th of June, there will be a progress report by the Department of Cooperative Governance on the Anti-Corruption Inspectorate. Remember, on our strategic meeting, I don't know whether it's this one, we agreed that we'll take it at the first of our the first thing in our meeting. Oh, there is. Establishment. Okay. I'm just checking whether we are not duplicating. We agreed because we were saying we saw in the department's presentation just at a strategic meeting that they were not ready. They've named the animal, but they are not ready on terms of working and how are they going to take off with that one. So we said first thing in our term we'll check them. Have they structured, established that structure correctly so that you'll understand. Remember we turned the department away so that they put their house in order. So now in this time we'll be checking progress on what we'll receive early this year. Is it in order, members? So on 19 June, there will be a discussion on logistics for the study tour, in which there is a one-pager or two-pager. So we last at our meeting and at a strategic meeting, we last tasked Umar Tiwenga, who's gone, and Peter Smith to do research on our study tour to France. But there is a one-pager research that members will go through and will come for a discussion and logistics if the trip has been approved. How are we going to approach the and the program thereof? Is it understood, members? Incorrect. It's incorrect order. Then we'll be going for a constituency period for the 25th to the 20th of July. That take part in study tour if they've approved it. If they didn't, we'll do oversight. But let's pray they don't. We'll do oversight to province. After the study tour, then on the week of the 7th August, there will be a progress report by the Department of Cooperative Governance on Operation Clean Audit. Remember, we'll be approaching annual reports. There will be time where we'll be dealing with the department's annual reports, so we need to know with how far with their Operation Clean Audit campaign. And also receive a briefing on Section 32 reports. On the week of the 14th August, we'll receive a briefing from SALGA on the following: review on fiscal framework for local government, differentiation and prioritization of funding mechanism for infrastructure investment, which needs for different municipal categories, and councillor support. Is there anything that maybe we leave out? No. On the 21st of August, we receive a briefing by the Department on Cooperative Governance on the role and functions of Disaster Management Unit and progress report on assistance to all disaster areas since 1999. Remember, all the time when we receive briefing from the Department on Disaster Management, there are time and again at Machoba whereby we have incidences whereby there were disasters since 1999. Yes, since 1998-99. So remember, we task the department to go on research on that one, and we'll need a report thereof. Where are we? Okay. Oversight visit to Western Cape on the week. Not the Western Cape. Well, remember, we visited some few provinces. These provinces that are remained here, we haven't visited. So we will check and agree which provinces that are remained we haven't prioritized. And Eastern Cape, we haven't been to Eastern Cape. I don't know whether there are typical errors, Sharon. They are next to me. I think I'll. There's no corporal punishment, but I'll impose it to you. And Eastern Cape, well, the typical error is Western Cape, Northwest, Limpopo, and Eastern. We haven't been there. So we'll check agreeing to each other which one we start with to do oversight. And also, members, remember, even in those provinces that we visited to do oversight, there are some follow-up visits that we need to do. Mm-hmm. For instance, our first stage, we want to do some follow-ups and to know the progress thereof on what we have recommended the province to do. Mm-hmm. Mpumalanga, I've been to Mpumalanga. We need to do some follow-ups to check the progress, especially in those section 139 municipalities. Where are they?
And
also
Northern Cape.
Yeah. All of them. Yes. So we have a lot of some follow-up visits to the provinces and also some of the provinces that you haven't been there. Especially in Limpopo, since some other provincial are in under administration, I think they will check whether is it in our priority to visit there, or we will discuss that. Briefing by SALGA on legislation proposals for the review of organized local government legislation, including delisting of SALGA as a national public entity. Is it in order? Then on the 18th and 19th, the People's Assembly will know the province. After that, we don't know the province which we'll go to for People's Assembly. Then we'll be having constituency period from 25 September to 5 October. Well, after that, after the constituency period, we'll be busy with AMA BRR reports. We'll receive Department of Cooperative Governance, Department of Traditional Affairs, SALGA, Municipal Demarcation Board, CRL Commission, and a South African Cities Network. Abbreviation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that one in Gauteng. All the head offices are in Gauteng. We'll be visiting, we'll be visitors in those stakeholders in those offices. We'll hold our meeting in their offices. After that, on the week of 15 to the 19th, we'll be briefed by the Department of Cooperative Governance, SALGA, and Department of Public Works on the progress made with regards to tariff billing system. We'll put them on the same day today, so that you'll hear who is who, what's the work and progress thereof. So on the week of the 23rd of September, we'll be briefed by the Department of Cooperative Governance and SALGA and Finance Fiscal Commission on the progress made with regard to local government equitable share funding formula for municipalities. And also we'll ask Sherin on the next, after adoption of the agenda, to put venues, please. Not say parliament. You must reserve venues. She's saying we can't, but we must.
We want to
Yes.
So may I take you back to the 15th to 19th of October?
15th to 19th.
Uh-huh. We public works for that. Our first on the Council Public Works.
Yes.
And that was quite advanced plan to roll out the asset management system to municipalities. So it might be worthwhile while they're here to get a briefing on that rollout.
So that's a no. Yeah.
Because it's going to cause a lot of anxiety and for municipalities that are going to have to go on to the new asset management system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that input.
Yeah.
So we return back to the week of the 30th of October.
Yeah.
We'll receive a report from the Department on progress made when reaching target of the Millennium Development Goals. And it's not written the who. Where must we get the report from?
And what I said is that they must be specific on the cases we are dealing with the two departments, so that we know exactly
which department.
Yeah.
On the week of the 6th of November is nothing, so we maybe check along the way the program. Maybe there will be some follow-up meeting. Maybe we need to add something. There are some stakeholders, there are some NGOs that we need to, that's why we left it as is. Is it in order, members? We are free, maybe?
Yes, but I'm sure since we won't be able to finish our oversight, maybe we can fit in other provinces there.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot which we didn't go to.
Mm-hmm. I think we must note then if there is nothing, we'll be doing oversight to provinces. Because I think when doing oversight, we'll be also checking the public participation in the municipalities.
Mm.
And also we'll be checking how have they formed MPEC committees, SCOPA committees, municipal, I don't know how to call it, public account committees. We'll also check all those. Because if we insist on monitoring whether the municipality they do public participation, I think we'll just reduce the issues of, or what do we call it, protest in some other municipalities. Members, the program is there. We agree that as I've gone through it, there will be some amendments along the way, but this is our yearly program, draft program, whereby we will receive on your email the quarterly program, which is as amended, but I propose maybe that any mover for the adoption of this yearly one. Is that much of?
I propose that we adopt this one.
Any seconder? Honorable Sir?
I second. Thank you.
Thanks, members. We've accepted the report with its amendments. There will be amendments time and again. Second item in our agenda is a proposed study tour to France. We've got a two-pager. When we task Umardi with Tuperis and Montpellier, they were the areas that you said you are going to cover and research on. And the second page has been researched by Peter on the things that we might find in France. On this one, I propose, members, that maybe we can bring it briefly in our next meeting, having been checked since. Before sharing submitted, maybe members will have some additions on our recommendations on our application. So in our next week's meeting, then members, maybe we'll be having something on research that will add, then we'll write an application and some our strong win in it, teamwork on this one, because we are not from that country. Any research that will motivate our application will affect it. I think that's it. Is that choice? Is there any? And maybe if when the time comes on the logistics, we'll be also discussing on if they've agreed that we go there, how many members that go there, all those logistics we'll discuss on the on that day that is in the program. Is there any question with this item? So is that a show to France? If none, let's get into provincial oversight visits with a brief task when dealing with the program. We've agreed that provinces that you haven't visited is this one. I think on this one, the researcher will research for us thoroughly for all the provinces that remained, so that we'll be able to know which one to prioritize. We agree. And also maybe to get some reports on the previous visits that we are having. Remember, we haven't adopted the reports of the previous one. Having said they are still on draft, I think we need to get those reports. Yes,
Chairperson, I think when looking at these provinces that haven't yet been, you know, with not yet been oversight by the portfolio, maybe what the research must also look at is if NCOP has been there, if any other committees have been there where there may be outstanding issues. Because what often happens is when you sit and you listen to in the public meeting, we're told that another committee was there and we haven't had feedback yet. So we must also try and capture whatever happened previously, whether it be another portfolio or whether it be scoper or whatever as well. Because this often comes up that there's another committee and we don't have feedback yet from the previous committee or NCOP. Thanks, Chair.
Oh, thanks. We've also agreed good one time we need to, as maybe management, sit down with NCOP so that they will brief us before each and every provincial visit. We sit down with NCOP, we check whether they've been to that place, what was the intervention, so that we not duplicate issues. And if we will treat it as a follow-up from NCOP, we know the issues.
If there is no other input in this item, I propose that we continue to members' training. Members, we know that there is a provision. Want to come in?
No, your mic.
There is a provision for committee members to receive any training in any area that we need to understand. So I think we brought this item so that we discuss whether we need a training that will focus on legislation dealing with local government, which the committee can use as part of its oversight function and to ascertain compliance by the department and other stakeholders. That's a proposal, it's not a concrete. So if we agree, we'll just put an application and ask a profession from one of the universities to come and brief us on this one as part of a training or on financial training that will help us to check whether my budget and financial status of local government and looking at spending trends of municipalities, formula of funding, grading of municipalities. Is there any training that maybe you can add on this one that we can put in, Honourable Machoba?
I'm sure both of them are okay, Chair, for now.
For now.
Mm.
Members, are there any input? Is it okay that you receive this training? Is an outside person that we look for? It's catered for from the committee section?
Is catered for from the committee section. We'll have that person, but with this training, normally on Parliament program, they don't agree that we do them during the week. We can do them either Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or we do them on our constituent period. We agree that we make an application of this one. All of us maybe will attend. We know that these days we strictly keep them for our families, but also information is needed. I'm just wondering if we can receive these trainings, then there comes the department chairs, then they'll be amazed seeing us telling them like this, scrutinizing everything. So we are looking forward to receive such training so that we'll be able to do our oversight and monitoring an informed one.
Wendy? Okay, thanks. I think the committee must give some indication what the preference is,
mm-hmm.
because I think the work needs to be done in the meantime to look at possible facilitators, and I don't think we should leave this towards the middle of the year. We should try and get it in as early as possible. And in order to do the motivation to Parliament, I think we need to have maybe some kind of directive from the committee, whether it should be a weekend or whether it should be a constituency period, or maybe even a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thanks, Chair.
Members on the floor, let's discuss. Are we agreeing maybe when doing application to put in a motivation and some propose a date, maybe it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or we look for a constituency week? Honourable Macho?
I'm sure it'd be better for us to look for weekends, no, not the constituency week. Maybe we can get it.
One weekend.
One weekend. Prefer it can be earlier, because when I wanted to start at our work, we were more empowered. Yeah.
Okay. There's members are adding that if we can have it earlier before our budget vote, we look one of our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Maybe we'll check how big is our presentation. Maybe it'll take us Friday, Saturday, or the whole Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We propose it to be outside Parliament so that our minds will be refreshed, Sherin.
Thank you.
So I think we'll put that much over what Facebook again. I don't know what special is Facebook. It's the massage that.
No massage.
So we'll interact with members with the proposed date. We'll sit down and have some proposed dates and check how many members will be able to attend.
Is it not wise so that we can be there all of us, so that we can be empowered all of us? I think this is an exception that somebody made him.
Yeah.
If we can be there all of us, because it's going to help us a lot, the training.
Since we're agreeing that at this portfolio committee, and those who are not here, we agree on behalf of them, that if we are saying that the committee will be out for a training, we are expected, all of us, unless there are some exceptional unforeseen cases. Members, if there are no announcement, no what, I would like maybe to thank members to come before the committee. I've already welcomed our members, new members in the committee, still waiting for others to come. And the last year, remember, we were having, this committee was faced with lots of bereavement. So we're praying God this year
that that must not continue again. Some few members were lost their husbands, lost their brothers and sisters, some of the members, so it was hurting. But we continue united, working together. We managed to pull through 2011. So we're praying that in 2012 to God that we'll be safe and go through and work. Honorable Sai?
Chair, I was just asking through you, Chair, that Sharon give us a list of the best days of the members. Just to say hi on your birthday, I think.
Okay. Honorable Sai is asking that members, there'll be circulation of members' birthday, not with the years. Only the date, so that we'll be able to wish every member who's celebrating his birthday. Members, if there's nothing, is there anything that maybe we need to add? If there's nothing, I wish you good well for Thursday, especially women. I think you'll have time now to go and do your manicure and your everything and finishing your touch-ups on your attire. Thanks, members. The meeting stands adjourned.
For the ladies, we must forget to touch matches. Wherever you're going out.
Yeah, what?
Must touch matches also must be part of you. When I take your
manicure, then take it.
I think that must be